Welcome to another CheapWineFinder.com podcast for a wine we wrote up on the CheapWineFinder.com website. We talk about inexpensive wines, value-priced wines, usually wines under 20, though we're getting to the season where it's party time and people start paying a little bit more for wine, and we start helping out with that too. But this one is not an expensive wine. This is one of a new series from Aldi. It's been around in Europe for a while, been well received, but it's the Aldi Specially Selected Fleur de Eau, I think that's how you pronounce it, Sparkling Brut Rosé. Yes, Aldi's Specially Selected series is kind of akin to Trader Joe's Reserve, Grand Reserve, Petite Reserve, all those wines, which are specially selected, which is the name, wines that are going to deliver at a price point above what they normally would sell for. And you never know anything about it. There's never any write-up or too many production notes on it. And Fleur de Eau, which I think I pronounced it right, is water flowers. Which reminds me of Monet's Water Lily series, where he painted the same lily pond at different times of the day and different seasons. So it's the same painting over and over again, but it's different every single time. It's beautiful images if you ever get to see those Monet's water lilies. Monet's, not mayonnaise. Mayonnaise, Monet. It's something to see. And water lilies and water flowers do put me in a good mood. The bottle of this has embossed kind of a representation of water flowers. It's, I'm not sure what they are, but it's kind of a classy bottle for being $10.99 with the actual embossed. One thing about this wine is in France, location is everything. It's, you know, it's not just Bordeaux. It's got to be right bank, left bank. It's got to be this place, this section right here. It's Burgundy in this place right there. It's, you know, everything is a place. Terroir. Terroir is kind of their mantra. And it's the relationship between the farmer planting the vineyard and Mother Nature every year doing different things, and the winemaker knowing that this year's grapes had this and that to happen to him, then he has to do this. I mean, it's this whole big way of life, terroir, and it's all about place. And this one's from France, which is kind of like, you know, you get wines that are from California. So that's kind of normal. I mean, that for value price wines, but just being France is kind of weird. And you don't know the grapes. Typically speaking, for in France, a rosé wine, sparkling wine, might be Pinot Noir. Depending on where it is, it could be something else too. And is this a traditional method, champagne method? Is this a Prosecco method, which is the tank, the Charmat method? We don't know any of that. But we know it costs $10.99. And that Aldi, who is huge in wine in Europe, both, I mean, in, Trader Joe's is Aldi North in Europe, so they're both Aldi in Europe, and they're like, they're the place to go for value price wine. So this has been in Europe for at least since March. So they kind of bring it, and they have contacts in France. Every year, the Aldi Champagne for 1999 tends to be one of the best wines I had that holiday season. So what's this one all about? Let me take a sip, because it's a delicate pink with a touch of amber. The nose is kind of simple. It's kind of red berries and citrus and a little bit of candy spice. But this thing actually tastes really good. There's like tart cherry, and then there's a dried strawberry, and then there's pink grapefruit, lemon. Maybe a touch of creaminess to it, but I'm not sure where that comes from. And there might have been some anise thing happening early on the first fermentation, because these things are fermented twice. Brut means it's on the dry side, but the flavors hit your palate and then disappear, which is something that's, you know, nature, almost no sugar. But I don't think this is nature, but the flavors do disappear in a hurry, which is kind of good for sparkling wines. When it just hits you and just explodes in your mouth and is gone. yeah, I took a second sip. This is a good sipping wine. It's got enough flavor. It's got enough length. It's got great acidity. The flavors just keep going. It sets up your mouth. You know, a lot of times it's probably not technically good, but for value price wine, some of the acidity gives you lip smacking. And this isn't lip smacking. You don't want that with sparkling wine. But it gives you the same type of thing where they give you pretzels at a bar to get your palate going. The acidity will get your palate going. And it's balanced. It doesn't ever get to lip smacking, but it's there. It's telling your brain, maybe you need another drink right now to take another sip. And your brain goes, yeah, I think maybe I do. I think that's the third sip in about a minute, so it tells you if I like it or not. Yeah, this is a tasty little wine. This is one of those wines, if you give it a try, I think you're probably going to go back and pick up a couple, two or three for the holiday season. You know, this will last a while. Stick it somewhere under your cabinet somewhere under the way, and the day you're going to use it, toss it in the refrigerator. Because this could work really well for the party season. It's the Aldi Specially Selected Fleur de Ouz Sparkling Brut Rosé. Ooh, ooh. And it's excellent. I really like it. And it's $10.99. And you should check it out. That's it for me, Domaine Dave, from CheapWineFighter.com. Like us, we like your podcasts. And I'll be talking to you. We've got another one coming up. So adios. Bye-bye. Keeps cheap.